Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, depending on the time you tune into this podcast. This is Read This Book Because. My name is Shivangi and I bring this podcast to you because I feel that everybody should know about a book in such details and in such manner that you are able to decide whether this book is meant for you or not. So this is less a review and more of an analysis which helps you decide whether you want to read this book or not. As you've read in the title, today I'll be talking about A Man Called Off. What is the storyline? What is the writing style? You get to know all these details just in a while. So, let's begin. Some take you down a rabbit hole, while some reveal a world full of magic. Some talk about the secret, while some tell how you can think and grow rich. Which one to pick next? You will get to know here on Read This Book Because. So, A Man Called Off is a novel by a Swedish writer, Fredrik Backman, and this was published in 2012. Then it was translated to English in 2013 and then released in the market. It falls into the genre of fiction and has a rating of 4.4 out of 5 on Goodreads. 93% of Google users like this book. Basically, it's an amazing book, and that's what I feel about it. So I think I'm going to be a bit biased in the review of this book, but let's see how things go. You might have heard of its name very recently in the news because Hollywood is probably going to make a movie on it, and Tom Hanks is starring as the lead. But that's not where I get my inspiration to read and record about this book. I remember I read this book around 2 years back, and I was continuously reading some psychological thrillers, some non-fiction psychology, basically everything related to drama and mystery and thriller and psychology. So I needed a break and I told a friend of mine that I have had enough of these books. Can you suggest me something that would be a breath of fresh air? And he immediately told me about this book. Not only told me, he sent me this book and asked me to read it. So thankful as always, Zaka, because you give me the best books possible. Now, Ov is an angry old man who is very irritated with the world, very not so happy with the life. He's isolated, he's retired, and he has very strict principles. He's very organized, very calculated. He has a short fuse, and he's the uncle who would stop you and tell you that you are not following the association's rules, baby. And not politely at all. He has given up on life. He does not look forward to a day. Basically, I feel he has no reason to feel happy about life. But then things change, and a young family moves next door, and his life is turned upside down. This man remains to be quintessentially angry, yet he tries to make peace with the things that are going around, and he manages. He does not completely surrender. But yes, he manages, he remains irritated, yet he does not bother the other person. Then the story rolls on and on. There are certain things that I obviously won't reveal because of the spoilers. But everything in this book is so small. Like, there's a saying, no, that happiness is not in the biggest of things. You find happiness in the smallest of things. Just maybe looking at a bird fly away or smelling a flower. Anything. Anything can bring you happiness. Something very small. And that's what this book is filled with. It has a great amount of sadness too. It has great amount of struggle that Ov went through and how he became who he is today. He struggled a lot in his life. Yet how slowly his life changed, how small incidents of the day were turning his world around. It's very beautiful the way everything has been put in. And the story connects. Life comes in a full circle and so does the book. That is what I would say. Talking about the writing style, it's very simple. There are no jargons, no heavy words. Everyone can read this book. From a 12-year-old school-going kid to a 58 or 65 or 72-year-old man or a woman. Everyone can read this book. It's so light and it's so full of life that you would feel happy after reading this book. Only thing that I feel that you might not want to read this book for would be if you're looking for meaning of life, if you're looking for some tangible words to hold on to, this book won't provide a lot of them. There are some, but there are not plenty. B, if you're looking for some thrill, then also it might not fit in. It has a great sense of storyline where you are eager to know what happens next. Yet I would say it's a rather laid-back kind of a story. Not slow at all, but a bit laid-back. Like you're seeing things happen around you. The book is basically your everyday life that you're seeing reflected in the book from an old person's perspective. And I think you would relate to the old person. You would imagine yourself in his shoes. You would see your elders' reflection in his character. So there are a lot of things that you can relate to. Yet if you're looking for some really fast-paced Sidney Sheldon kind of a novel, then obviously this won't fit in. So I think that sums it up. Read this book because it has a beautiful storyline, a really amazing and loving old man. Not that he's loving, he's always irritated, but you would fall in love with him. You might see your father or your grandfather in his persona. And you might not want to read this book because it does not have a plethora of philosophical life-related quotes. And it also does not have a thrilling and a really fast-paced storyline. Now, one thing that I take away from this book is A. The spirit to remain determined. O is really passionate about doing one particular thing and he's planning it every day. He's trying to execute it every day and it does not happen, yet he never gives up. He is very persistent. So I learn determination from this book. And there's one quote that I really, really adore. So it's about Ov and his wife. It says, "For him, the world was all black and white, but she was color, all the color he had." I tell you, it's going to be really amazing. Now, there's one more thing in this podcast. I have included my friend's opinion of the book. Zaka, who gave me the book, here's what he thinks about the book.
It's like your heart has shrunk because of the initial Ov's impression. And now it keeps on expanding. All in a good way, and the progression is so well, just will not stop falling in love with Ov.
And now I have a friend to whom I gave the book, and she has this to say.
I loved A Man Called Ov. It's a very heartwarming, wholesome kind of book. I can personally totally relate to Ov as a person and his old-fashioned ways. Like how he hates technology and machines and gadgets and how he thinks that it has, technology has crippled people and people should be at least able to do their daily day activities without having to depend on technology, right? There are a lot of quotes that I really liked and the one that stayed with me is that, you know, sorrow is unreliable. If people don't share it, then there is a good chance it will drive them apart instead. What I felt about the book. And although I do feel that it is a little dragged at times, it could have been a little more crisp, a little more interesting maybe. But all in all, it is still a good and wholesome read.
So now you have all the details and it's up to you whether you want to pick this book or not. But if you do, do let me know and tell me if you found this basic analysis of the book helpful for you. You can reach out to me via Instagram, that is v.shivangi. I'd be really happy to hear your response. And with that, I hope you take care of yourself and you keep reading. Goodbye.